Hi there. Happy Sunday, and welcome to Enter the Light, which was called Divine Connections, just for those who are catching up with us. We were Divine Connections. We've put that show on the shelf in case the original team wants to come back. There's a long hiatus happening. So if the original team from Divine Connections wants to put the show back up, it's there parked and covered with a nice tarp and being kept all clean and shiny. So this is Lynn Bleasdale, and my co-hosts are Tony Jorgensen and Jessica Marie Tatro, with her son in spirit, Jaden, who joins us for these sessions. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We were just talking, the three of us, about the very difficult and strange energies we're all going through right now. Carry on, Tony and Jessica, with the conversation. Just the question, how are we going to cope with all the extra anxiety that, because it's happening and the frequencies are jammed, and how do you cope with that? How the heck do we get through this?
It's really neat, Lynn, because, you know, I was just starting to pull a card for us collectively.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And the card that I did get, you know, right now, ironically, is discontent. And so what it says further, it says, sooner or later in our evolutionary process, each of us begins to realize that it's not the having that fulfills our soul, but rather it's the act of creating that brings us satisfaction. So it's like we're here to be, you know, co-creators. And right now it's feeling discontent. So I think this card is just encouraging us to continue to co-create together with love, unity, and, you know, coming together in these difficult times.
Yeah. And maybe knowing that whatever you can do, it's enough. Like, it's okay to be enough, even if you don't even get out, you can't get out of bed one day, you're still enough. That's a weird concept to get your mind around in our busy, busy, get her done kind of world. You know, it's always like, what are you doing? But
right,
if that's all you can do in a day, you're still loved, you're still worthy, and you still are enough. Wow. We have a topic. I forgot. Geez, I'm really on the ball here. We were going to talk, well, it kind of ties in because we are seeing a lot of cruelty in the world right now. And, you know, from the big scale or the tiny scale, it is the same sad energy. And we're looking at why, especially empaths and light workers, but the generally nice, kind humans amongst us, why do the villains seem to just go for them? Like, that was a suggestion from one of our, what does she call it, like a silent team member. Marianne's on the team, and she helps us backstage. And that was one of her suggestions. And I'm sorry about the PG rating and everything, but her term for it was narsholes, and I thought that was quite brilliant. But they do seem to just sort of beeline for those. The nicest person in the room is the one that these people want to take down. And one thing that occurred to me when I was pondering this topic is something that gets said to us as kids, I think, they're more afraid of you than you are of them. You know what I mean? And boil it right down, that's pretty much what it does boil down to, but that doesn't make it easier to stand up when you're being bullied at work or you're being bullied in your domestic situation. Anyway, Tony and Jessica, throw out your ideas on this, because I know it's a heavy subject and it's everywhere too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it is hard because, and I think a lot of it is too, it's just a lot of the discontentment is getting to a lot of people, and it's just kind of pulling, you know, coming out, you know, and and you're right, you know, it's funny because, you could be the nicest person, and it's just that it's projected, you know, whatever that, you know, that narcissistic energy is just kind of can be projected out on you.
Yeah. And it's such a catchphrase these days, narcissism. But the thing is, it's a catchphrase because it is pervasive. amongst our cultures. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tony, you're going to say.
Yeah, I think the reason why they kind of find us in a big room of a lot of people is because we're always open. Like, I feel empaths and light workers are always open to what's going on around us.
Yeah.
And so they think they can come in, and start, shelling out their BS most of the time. And sometimes it does work for people that, don't know about them. And that's how they get their claws into other people. But of those of us who have dealt with the narcissism, I think we tend to put them right in their place. And then they kind of cow down and walk away. But
Yeah, your radar gets sharpened as you go through these experiences. And there's a danger, too, with that is getting too careful and turning away just regular weird people. They're not necessarily narcissistic, but, they may have demands that seem like control or something like that. But, there's a delicate balance involved, without closing that door too tight.
You can usually see your way through just the weird people that want to take control, or they're not really weird. It's just their personality, or the ones that want to gaslight you is the way I kind of, I think a narcissist, right? Mm-hmm. They gaslight right away. Yeah.
They're very often, you have a weird feeling. You can't pin it down about a certain people, there's an alarm going off in your head saying, something's not right here. That's a tricky one. But it's better, I'd say better to be safe than sorry, right? But
I have to give kudos to Marianne for picking this subject, because she actually made me very aware of narcissists and narcissism. Although I grew up with it kind of in my life, but she is always researching it and was, so she's taught me a lot of different ways to seek one out.
Yes. I'm hoping, I'm hoping when Marianne's ready to get on air, I know she's not quite there yet, but when she does, I think she's going to be able to help a lot of people having been through it. And those are the best ones. And they also help you know that you're not alone, because when you're being bullied or you're being, if you're the object of a bully or a narcissism, you wonder, because they make you feel crazy. They really do. And you kind of have to go, wait a minute. No, you can't doubt yourself. And yet that's the first thing they want you to do, is sort of question your own sanity. Woof. Oh, my goodness. They're just, why do these guys... Not guys. Why do these people do what they do? Is it fear? Do they just want to cause misery to others? What is it that, causes them to hurt others so wantonly?
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with their own inner pain.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So much inner pain and anger. Yeah.
Yeah. That's that expression, hurt people. And again, another cliche, right?
Yeah,
but they get that way because they're true.
They don't know how to process their own pain. I think Jessica's right. They don't know how to process their own pain, so they have to put it on everybody else.
Yeah, they project it out there. But
project it. Yeah.
Well, here's the question that, I know what I do now. If I seem to be the object of a bully, I just pull my energy completely back and I don't engage. Mm-hmm. Because my feeling is, if you don't give them anything to push at, then they soon get tired of pushing and they go away. But that doesn't fix it. Although it feels like kind of a cheesy and lazy way to do, because that leaves them in the same kind of energy space to the next person they try to bully. So is it up my job to stop the bullying in its tracks, or to just say, no, do I close that door and walk away? That one gets to me too. What do you guys do with that? Do you teach the bully a lesson, or do you just keep the door closed to them?
Well, you know, I've had many experiences with, you know, these types of personalities, and a lot of times in a lot of experiences can be very hurtful or abusive. And I think the best way is to probably just, you know, shut the door, but with love, you know, not anger, don't hold it, don't be bitter, you know, and just process through that pain and work on just setting those boundaries. It's a lot about your boundaries, too. Just set boundaries with, I've had to do that over and over, you know. Just to strengthen my own boundaries.
And yeah, it's true. Like, you don't, one thing that I know for sure is you do not bring the same energy to a situation that started the problem in the first place. It will, that turns to war. And if Marvin Gaye taught us anything, it's war is not the answer. So, yeah. That's an old guy reference. So anybody that doesn't get it, don't worry. I'm just really, really old. Although I'd love to see Marvin Gaye come back on the airwaves because he is timeless music and timeless messages. And just love him. Ooh, maybe I'll put him on our little audio track for next week.
Cool.
Yeah, wonderful. Did we, okay, any thoughts to add? I think we've got a bunch of people lined up in the call board here, so we could either go to calls or continue the conversation.
We can go to callers. I feel ready.
Yeah. And yeah, at the end of the show, stay with us if you're listening in. We're going to talk about how you can donate to the war, the Ukrainian people during this time of war. And it's Tony has some really good ideas on how you can do this safely, and she's got some routes you can put it through, because you don't know who's pulling a, like, again, these bullies and narcissists among us. There are some people out there scamming, and it's horrible, and we wish it weren't so, but it is just, I guess everyone's at a different level of learning, all of us humans, you know. So gotta love the crumb bums as well, you know. Oh well. No, I love that about you, Jessica. Is I know you've been through so much, and you still choose love, and that I have to admire that a lot. Wow. You know. And Tony, you too. You've had a long and storied journey, so here you are, and you know, it hasn't broken your spirit or made you bitter, and that's beautiful. Anyway. I will go ahead and I'll just say, if you want to call in for a mini reading, it's 646-564-9868, and you can Skype us as well. So here we go. Our first caller is 860. Hi, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Lisa Marie.
Hi, Lisa Marie. How are you doing? You've called us before, I think, eh?
Yes, I did.
Wonderful. So I'd love to catch up and see how you're doing. We were a bit concerned about you last time.
I'm okay. I'm here. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I had a question.
And you have a dog, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And your dog's okay?
She's vomiting again.
Oh. Mm.
You were doing so well. We're back to this again.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Well, one thing to remember about dogs, and I'm not saying don't have her looked at by a vet, but the thing is, dogs can overeat and toss their cookies at will. It goes back to wolf behavior, where they could gobble down a huge meal and then take it somewhere safe to, you know, have it again, enjoy it twice. So that could be one thing that's going on, if she's overeating, and again, if she's picking up stress from you. That can cause it too. But do have her looked at, of course, you know, just consider it might be like just her being a dog. Anyway, Lisa Marie, how are you doing? Can we answer any specific questions for you today?
I have a question I hate asking. I got ripped, my face got ripped by a dog last year, a German Shepherd, and I, of course, had to call an attorney, and now he's telling me that the adjusters are giving him a really bad time, and I may have to go to court. And I'm pretty much having a nervous breakdown because I thought they've got it on video. The woman tried to pay me off with a cashier's check. What is happening? I have physical damage to my face that needs more surgery, and this hell, I have enough stress in my life.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go to court in front of a jury.
Well, let's just see what we get. And Tony and Jessica, chime on in if something comes in for you, because I think we're going to...
I think it broke up there for a moment. What was the actual question? Or
I have a lawsuit because of a German Shepherd bite to my face, and I'm wondering, am I going to have to go before a jury to settle this, or will it just settle?
Lisa Marie, is the dog's owner really angry as opposed to, like, caring about you? Is the dog's owner coming from a very angry place?
She blocked me on Facebook, and I said to her, why did you walk that dog up to me if you knew it bit? Because when I talked to the vet the next day, because I was at the vet with my dog who was sick, called me with her blood, and said, you better watch out for your young girls. I'm an old woman, and all these scars are not going to be as detrimental as they are to a young girl. And he said, oh, that dog has red flags all over her chart. We know that dog bites.
Fear, fear, fear. I wrote fear down in big letters. The owner's coming, the anger's coming from fear with the dog's owner. And as counterintuitive as it may sound, you've got to find a way to communicate because the anger is going to keep blocking the situation. If you take
it
to court.
I'm not allowed. Now that there's a lawsuit, I'm not allowed.
Okay, got it. Wow.
She blocked me.
Okay.
There's no way to contact her. I only had that, and she blocked me when I said, why would you do that to me? Because she stood there and said, oh, my God, you're so sick as it is. It was like, yeah, I need this, too.
Where does she live? Does she live right by you?
She lives a few towns over.
Oh, towns over.
Hi, Lisa. Oh, go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah, no, Jessica, I'm not ready. Go ahead. I was just asking a question. Go ahead. Yeah.
What I was feeling...
Lawyer and the adjuster now, basically.
Okay. And what I was feeling is that, and I always say it in this way, because nothing, you know, the future is not set in stone, whether I have a feeling about something or not, or guidance from spirit or not, in regards to any matter. So I usually like to phrase it in this way. And what I'm feeling is that it looks like there's a potential that this is going to have to be settled through court. And that, you know, of course, that's just the potential. But I'm feeling more, you know, pushed in the direction that it's looking like there's a potential it may need to be settled through court.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you all think that's ridiculous? I'm going to have a nervous breakdown because the dog walked up to me and ripped my face open, and I still need major surgery, and I should have to go sit in front of a jury. I'm in heart failure. I will have a nervous breakdown. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Lisa Marie, how has the dog been sick a lot, or is it on and off that your dog gets sick?
She's been sick since we got her. She went to 12 vets. The first 11 knew nothing. I took her to an internist who said she had colitis, and we had massive allergy testing done to the tune of about $1,500 and three different tests. I have a home-cooked diet for her with no allergens. She takes supplements that help her because she came to us in poor condition from being purchased.
Right. Does she go outside by herself, or do you walk her?
Never.
Does she go out in your yard?
No, never. She goes on potty pads in the house, and I walk her, and she doesn't eat anything.
You walk her? Yeah, okay.
I wash her feet when I come in so she doesn't have any salt from the road or anything on it. Put her in the sink.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm getting this feeling, but I feel that she was fed something that made her sick this time.
She had her teeth cleaned, and they gave her an anesthetic and didn't tell me they did that. She came home and started vomiting.
Yeah. That was out of the ordinary. I mean, she's going to be all right, but I think that's exactly what it is. It's like when she was away from you, she was fed something or given something. That's what I got about the dog. Unfortunately, I did not get anything about the lawsuit. I just immediately it went to why your dog was vomiting.
Well,
so
that's very helpful. That's so helpful because I was hoping it was, you know, going to go away. I was disturbed because it was non-anesthetic. They're supposed to sit and keep her awake and let her clean her teeth, and that's what I was told at this natural vet meant to find this out after. I was like, you didn't tell me you were giving her anything.
Yeah. I think she had a reaction to that.
Thank you. That helps.
My problem. Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, it's a reason.
I don't know about the other thing. I'm not really getting anything except that the only thing I would think of is if you, and I know it's a lot of stress and a lot of emotion when you have to go in front of a jury. I don't know if it would get to the point of a jury. Like what Jessica said, I think it needs to play it needs to be played out. But I think if anything, it being in front of a jury is what I'm seeing is that you would probably win in that case. You know, but I don't know for sure. But I know it's really stressful to go to court. You know, that's the last thing anybody wants to do.
We have the dog biting me on video at the vet's office. He had cameras in his parking lot.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then she'd come up with a cashier's check for $10,000 the next day.
Wow.
And handed my husband a card and a little statue, and he brings it in. I'm like, she's trying to pay me off? What's going on?
Yeah. Shall I go ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually just, I wanted to let Lisa Marie know, I got quiet on my end. I just felt the urge to send her healing, to send her and her dog healing energy, mm-hmm. such compassion and support for you.
I have to tell you, I knew this woman for 5.5 years. My little Gizmo used to go for physical therapy where she worked, and she would have Gizmo, and I'd go in the back room and give her 3 dogs Reiki while she worked on my dog. So I know her well, so I'm shocked that she knew the dog bit and walked it up to me.
Yeah. She made a huge mistake, obviously, this woman.
I couldn't even tell anyone it was her dog. I stood there and told the vet, I don't know whose dog it was, and then I went to the hospital and said, I don't know. Then when they came in with the rabies shots, I said, wait a minute, I'm not going through rabies shots for this. No way.
Yeah.
So I had to tell them.
Okay.
But I told her, they don't take your dog away in this state if it bites. They don't take your dog away. Even if it bites 3 times, they don't take your dog away. Because that was my worry.
Yeah. Well, Lisa Marie, too, I think you're not going to like this, but I think you've got to make a change in your own energy for this to work out. And I know it feels like you want to just, like, lay the blame everywhere. And I understand, and it would feel that way to probably anyone, because you were not – that was a wholly unjust thing that happened. You know, you shouldn't have been attacked by that dog in the first place. That's human error.
He broke my ribs. He broke my crowns in my mouth.
Yeah.
And my teeth.
No, I'm not trying to minimize it at all. I'm just – what I'm saying is that – It won't help you to continue to take the fear-based response. Okay, when you go into court, and I do believe you will have to go and have it settled by some legal entity. Was it Jessica that said you didn't, or Tony? So one of you said it wasn't going to go to a jury, and I feel the same way. But it seems that it needs to be settled in some kind of legal situation with representation on both sides. But I think really important. Yeah. And really,
a
really
mediator.
Important. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh,
you're right. Yeah.
Mediator. Thank you. Yes, that's exactly the word I was looking for. Yeah. But the thing is, you've got to calm yourself and take a position of, now, this does not mean giving up, but there's a surrendering to what is that can help you be very strong in the situations you're going to have to go through to see this thing through to the end. There's going to be some processes that are going to be required of you. If you've already decided that you're going to have a nervous breakdown and you're going to get sick, that's very, very likely to happen as you are manifesting your own outcome. And that is why we talk about working with the energy, because if you break us right down, we are just energy. Our thoughts affect our reality around us. So by saying, yes, I'm going to get sick, yes, I'm going to that, whatever negative outcome you're predicting, you're very likely to achieve that, because the universe doesn't go, oh, that's, she's asking for something not good for her. The universe just says, this is what Lisa Marie is asking for, so we will manifest that for her. Your thoughts are creating that reality. And plus, you're dealing with somebody, the dog's owner, who's really coming from a very, very limited frequency. I'm going to just say, I think this person is learning through suffering, and I think she's at that level of inability to learn through enlightenment or learning lessons through. I think she's screwed up. She knows she's screwed up, but the thing is, she can't unring that bell. So taking a completely different approach to the whole thing, tempered with the love of the, you know, like what we call God's love or whatever you want to call it, the love of the Creator, the Great Spirit, that is just where you want to be coming from. It feels counterintuitive, especially when you want to, like, nail that person. You want to see that person be punished for what they did. I'm not sure if I'm on the right track here, but it just feels that you've got to calm yourself and find a different approach to the situation. You don't, and the one thing for sure, forgiveness is not endorsement. Letting go is not saying that what happened is okay, but it's finding the strongest frequency that you can achieve to get through it. And you will see, you'll find a difference in all the mediators and the judges and stuff. They will notice that you're not angry, you're not vindictive, you're not coming from a place of you know, burn her and all that stuff. You're trying to come from a place where you understand what happened as it is. It has happened, and it is what it is. But find a place to come at it where you're not predicting the worst outcome by announcing, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. I'm going to fail. I'm going to... You see what I mean, Lisa Marie? I'm not trying to give you hack, though, kid.
I need major surgery that could blind me. It's major, major surgery. I can't breathe out of one side of my nose. My nose is so broken up. And my cartilage is collapsing. They want me to live with plastic cones shoved up my nose for the rest of my life to be able to breathe. And this is a limited policy. It's a limited household policy. It's not much. And I don't understand why I am going through so much hell. I didn't do anything to anybody. I brought my sick dog to the vet.
I know. But that's, you have somebody also. I see an angel. I mean, you have, I don't know if you have, you feel you have a guardian angel or not. But I do see somebody with their arms around you that is going to bring you through this process. And I think this whole thing that's happening with the lawyers is definitely going to be for the better. Because what I see a lot of chatter going back and forth, meaning that she's arguing with the insurance companies or somebody is, whether it's the lawyers arguing back and forth, which that's, I was in a car accident when I was 16 years old, and it took till I was like almost 19 before it was, and it wasn't my fault, before I got my money. And I had been through several surgeries as a child because of that, you know, and I was in the hospital for over 6 or 7 months. All of this is for your good, Lisa Marie. It's all for your faith. And I know the anxiety you're feeling, because you want to be able to live the rest of your life without worrying about, like you said, the plastic cone up your nose to breathe. But
mm-hmm.
let the lawyer take you through the process, because I think you have the right person in place and you have guardian angels around you, and we're certainly rooting for you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Can I ask you one quick question? My father-in-law is declining. I'm sure we're going to lose him this week.
Your father-in-law?
Yeah.
I feel like crying now. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question.
I think she wants to know if she's going to lose her father-in-law this week. Was that right, Lisa Marie?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Those are okay, girls. Thank you so much for everything. I'm sorry to have bothered you all.
No, Lisa, don't hang up, please, hon. I really still think you're beating yourself up.
Yes.
We
don't
leave
hang
you.
Up yet.
Yeah, we don't want to leave you in that state.
We love you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to think of a teacher to refer Lisa Marie to. I'm thinking, like, go online and I'm going to suggest Wayne Dyer just for now, but there's teachers all over. You need to learn how to handle that fear that you're telling yourself all these bad outcomes. Yes, and you've already had, like, a bad outcome, so it's almost like you're expecting more and more and more bad outcomes. But do try to train your thoughts a little bit. Ask for help from your spirit team, your spirit guides, your angels, your friends on the other side. They are there. Give them permission. Remember to give them permission to help you. And what Tony said was, like, really resonated here is about you have got a good legal team in place. Okay? So try your best not to lead with fear when you work with these people. And I know it feels
weird.
Just because
you guys think that I'm like some kind of a wussy, I sat at a stop sign and someone rear-ended me and my shoulder got jammed under the steering wheel because I was turned left looking for traffic to enter the highway. I had to go to court. I had to have surgery. I suffer to this day 25 years later. And the jury, it was the judge's first day. She had a horrible lawyer who was fanning papers in the microphone, and the judge is looking at me like, what's he doing instead of saying something?
Yeah.
The jury awarded me $1,000, and we had to go bankrupt for the $40,000 in bills we had.
Yeah,
so that's
I see.
I think juries are awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I don't think it's going to go to a jury, though, Lisa Marie.
Yeah. You're no wussy, by the way.
You're one of the strongest.
You're
very strong.
Yeah, you're very strong. Are you kidding? You know, wuss. Just do. You want to be
going to go to a jury? Yeah.
I feel like if you just trust your team that are helping you, it's going to be okay. But just try not to bring fear into what is already a fearful situation. And this is really an old book, but it really helps a lot. There's Rabbi Kushner. I can't remember the guy's first name, but just look for a book. You can get it on a place called PDF Drive, and it's called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And it's a very, very good book. Yeah. And I think it might help you, because you're not the only person on earth who feels like Job from the Bible, you know, that just, like, every time he turns around, there's something for no good reason at all. That's the problem. If you had been a bad guy, you would have gone, oh, that's karma. But no, there's no explanation for why you keep getting nailed. So it can't hurt to just work on your energy a little bit, work on being in control of the emotions rather than having them control you. I know fear just feels like the natural state to be in, but it is, you will be able to get some good people on your side and work this through. And don't call yourself a wussy either, because, like, you're still fighting. You're still standing. You're still working through this. This person, the one thing too, from the four agreements, try not to take any of this personally. It feels personal, but it isn't. And you will take, you know, when we all get called back to the other side, you take these experiences with you, and it will make sense at some time. Even if it doesn't make sense right now, it'll make sense to spirit. But Lisa Marie, you can contact us. You know what? You've got our Facebook page on Enter the Light, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're there. At least one of us is monitoring, so you can write to us. If you want to just do a private message, you go ahead on the page, but don't feel like we're not here to back you up or just throw some support your way if we can. It's a scary freaking world. It really is, and you are going to get through this. But remember that you've got to love yourself too, and nobody thinks you're a wuss. I guarantee you. You will not.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you, and God bless you all so much.
God bless you too, Lisa Marie.
Sending you a lot of love, Lisa Marie, and we'll talk to you. Just keep in touch through Facebook, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Shannon, who's one of our Sacred Embers members, she has a show called The Lighthouse, and she very often reminds us that this is one of the hardest planets to live on, to live out a lifetime on. The challenges are huge. And it does seem, though, some people skate through and just la, 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 la. But I'm not sure that they're at a soul level. They can handle a lot of stuff. They might, you know, I'm not quite sure how it works, but it feels like they're just not ready to be given the hard stuff yet. So who knows? Wow. It's a mystery, really. So let's go on to 917. Hi, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Oh, hey, how you doing? My name is Tim, calling from New York. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tim. You have a lovely energy to your voice. Thanks for calling us. How can we help you today?
Uh-oh.
917 fell off. We've lost Tim.
Yeah, our radio
fallen
voice
off.
Fell off.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, Tim, call us back. We'll pick you up. I've got your number. Okay, I'll just look out for your number again. Sometimes this happens. Gremlins. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think I know this next caller. This next caller has Georgia on my mind, yes?
Hello.
Hello, Kimberly.
Hi.
How are you? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you, too. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I think we're good. We were all talking about the weird energy that's just everywhere right now. So, you know, we're doing okay, but we're also feeling everything feels a little unbalanced in the world, eh?
Is this Kimberly or Beverly?
Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Our friend
Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly from, Georgia.
Georgia.
Kimberly. Yeah.
Awesome.
They don't
Hi, Kimberly.
Have any snow there.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, you guys have snow, don't you?
I
say to Kimberly.
I didn't have any questions. Just wanted a general reading.
Okay. I'm feeling I'm going to go ahead and I don't usually have my deck out, but I'm going to take a card for you. I'm going to pull a card for you, Kimberly. So if anyone wants to go ahead.
Did we get a question? Because I didn't hear it. So I just wanted to say we have a really bad windstorm here in Utah. So if I get thrown off, that means I lost my electricity. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, been there. Good times, you know.
I know.
But that's okay.
Okay. Kimberly, I didn't get a question. Was there a question?
Oh, general.
No,
general
question. General message, please.
Oh, okay. General message. Okay.
Okay. I've got a card for you.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Okay, the Wheel of Fortune card came up for you and from my deck, Kimberly. And it's an element of change, such a change in station, a change in position or fortune. It brings, it's upright, so it talks about chance, changes, destiny, luck, opportunity, and winning. The element for this card is fire, and I really associate fire with your energy, Kimberly. I know we're all about a balance of all the many elements, but when I speak to you, I feel there's a strong fire element in your... You're not a Leo or an Aries, are you? Or a...
No, Scorpio.
Sag? Scorpio, woohoo, that's water, that's fabulous. That's two really cool energies to carry. And as Scorpio, like that's where you get that thing where nobody messes with you, right? And that's a good thing because I do feel like you're going from here to there. Like they're talking about change in fortune, but it's a positive change. So it asks you to be optimistic. And have faith that the universe will take care of your situation the best way possible. So this is a good thing. Actually, I have your message on Facebook, so I'll pop that link into your message box there, and you can read up. But it feels like it's a good card coming up for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it, you guys, and I'll send that to Kimberly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi, Kimberly. This is Jessica. This card literally flew out and did like a double flip. Really, I love it when that happens. The card I got for you is invention, creativity, like your creativity guides. This card is about adjustment, transformation, and challenge. It says sometimes life gives you lemons, but not to worry. Your creativity guides are on hand, helping you transform your lemons into lemonade. Helping no matter who you are or what circumstances you've inherited, life is always a blend of both the positive and the negative. Your creativity guides urge you to be grateful for the pluses of your life and to be creative with the negatives. They'll help you use your inventiveness to transform any adverse situation into one for the better. So rather than dwell on like, I don't know, maybe a lousy childhood, I'm so sorry, my goodness. So rather than dwell on like a lousy childhood, true through it may have been, appreciate the courage it developed in you and use it to change the unsupportive past into a self-reliant present. Rather than endure an unfulfilling job, be resourceful and start the business you've dreamed of for years. This is not to deny the pain that does go through us in life, but to use it as an incentive to move to higher ground. Allow your creativity guides to serve you. They're not afraid of the lemons you encounter in life. Gather your juice and fuel to invent much better circumstances and ask them for inspiration and ideas. They have plenty to share. Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So this is the card I got for you, and it's all about, like I said, adaption, adjustment, transformation, and challenge.
Yeah, that was awesome. I had a dream last night, and I remember parts of it. And one part was about the kitchen in my mother's – my mom has passed, but the kitchen in my mother's apartment. And I kept thinking, why in the world am I thinking about that? And I was like, you got to let the past go.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
That's crazy. Yeah. It
it amazes me sometimes how all three of us can be in tune and get the same message. I think it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So I got almost the exact same thing that Jessica and Lynn were saying, that transition, help is arriving at the perfect time, rites of passage, healing, moving beyond trauma or shadows of the past, support, getting a lot of support from others, personal evolution, a spiritual transition or a journey. So that could be your mom helping you. Difficulties accepting help and then resistance to change could be the other part that might be keeping you from going forward, but I think you're ready. It says, I accept help as I easily cross this transition. It says you're moving through a period of realignment and things can feel unbalanced during these times of transition. But trust yourself. The future, a better future awaits you on the other side of the change. So that's what I got. I think it's almost exactly the same. How do you feel about that, Kimberly?
That's what I've been doing after for help, because I know this time has changed. And I was asking Jesus about, you know, guidance for the next step, because I'm stepping out on faith this time.
Yeah.
Good job.
I just will share a little... a little image too, and I get this all the time, but it's the trapeze, the guy on the trapeze, right? If they don't let go of the trapeze they're on, they can't grab the next one. And it's an act of faith every time, right? But you're reaching out for that next thing. But it's quite a lovely trapeze act you're doing, right? And I feel, don't you guys feel that this is going to be like worth all the waiting and the doing and the, you know, all the work you've been putting into, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Smile on my face. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels that you're creating an authentic life that is yours and yours alone. And that's, boy, if you can say that on this journey, boy, you've really got something. So, way to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got the power. You really do. Like, you know, you could... just keep on doing what you're doing. And I do feel that, you know, that is all these three readings together brought you a pretty positive message, very creative message.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you all.
You're so welcome, Kimberly. Welcome. Sending you lots of Sunday love, and have a great, great rest of the day.
Thank you. Y'all have a great rest of the day as well.
Okay.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Thanks, love. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, now we've got another 917, but it's not Tim. Hi, 917, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, yes, you're right. This is not Tim. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. I recognize your voice. How are you doing?
Just fine. I'm so glad to find you folks again. I haven't heard you in a long time.
Oh, well, we've gone back to one of our original show names. Because the team from Divine Connections, Sue is out with health issues, and we didn't want to carry on the show without her. So we're taking up Jan Derek Bakke's old show name, Enter the Light, which was one of our original shows. And then we'll bring Divine Connections back when we can. And, you know, as they say, what's in a name, right? It's all good. But I'm glad you found us again, Ellen. Yeah, we did change to Sundays, but I guess I like Sunday afternoons. It seems like a nice, quiet, relaxed time.
Yeah.
And there you go.
I agree. I was just going to say, I'm calling because I know of your connections with the angels, and I would love a message from the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Ooh, I'm drawing waves. I'm getting a strong water energy here, Ellen. Are you near the water or going onto water?
I live in New York, and so there's water around here, but I'm not that close to it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the water means, but I immediately just started to doodle like waves, you know, like lots of waves. It may be that you need to strengthen the water element in your energy, if you see what I mean. And by that I mean Bruce, who's that guy? Bruce Lee used to say, be water, which means to flow okay. around your obstacles, right? Instead of pushing against them, you're sort of making yourself ultimately flexible, moving around your obstacles. Is there something that's stuck for you that you're trying to dislodge? And I mean that energetically, like a problem that is being sticky or whatever.
Well, there are some issues. I'm not quite sure whether I would say they're stuck. They just haven't reached the fruition that I'm hoping for yet. I will tell you, though, that I had a dream last night about swimming. So I'm thinking, is this tied in with
wow. Oh, there you go. Yeah, because we're like, you know, we're all just sort of bringing the messages through for you. But you are you're the biggest channeler of your own messages. And that dream, I feel it resonates for me that the water's trying to bring you a message. What I'm going to do is turn you over to Jessica and Tony. And I'm going to have a look at some of the meanings of this, because water just came right in, boom, like that, the minute I heard your question. So, yeah, I'm just going to go meet my mic and just go find some answers while you talk to the other team. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Ellen. This is Jessica. And this card...
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. This card flipped right out of my deck for you as I was calling upon... spirits, guides, and the Holy Spirit for a message for you. And this one says, you are here for a reason. I know that sounds redundant, but it further says, no soul just shows up on earth haphazardly. There is a reason and a plan. Never feel as though you do not have a purpose. Nothing is further from the truth. There are an infinite number of souls experiencing this earth plane at this moment, and you are one of them. You are essential. You have a function to serve not only for yourself, but all of the other beings who have agreed to join with you here. There is a divine plan in motion, and you are an integral part of it. Not any more or less than anyone else. The spiritual realms don't attach significance to certain souls. All play their part equally. The human psyche is drawn to comparison. Better than, smarter than, richer than, more powerful than, more famous than. And the guides are asking you to respect yourself for the courageous, essential, and loved member of spirit that you are. This card is a reminder to you that no matter the earthly circumstances, you have purpose and are needed. I'm not sure if you needed to hear that again, but this is what came out for you pretty strongly.
Okay,
so.
Thank you.
Absolutely, that's what I got.
Yeah, that's great. Hi, Ellen, it's Tony. How
Hi,
are
Tony.
You? Good.
You're fine.
So
I hope you're doing well, too.
I am, thank you. The whole world might be messed up and the energy's weird, but us three are right together today. We're a team. I got exactly the same thing. That this is a gentle reminder that you create your own reality. To look beyond the well of illusion that you your current limitations and projecting. If you are feeling trapped, just make sure that you're worth it. I am free to choose my healing and my light. And it also says something like what Lynn said was feeling that sometimes you're feeling stuck. It's a time to open your eyes to unveil the truth, having more options than you thought and an opportunity to let go of an old story. So I don't know if that resonates in any way, but that's what I got.
Yes, I think it does. And I'm going to listen to this again because now I think I'm getting a clue as to what it's about.
Good. Good. But
thank you.
You just have to remember, like Jessica said, that you are worth everything, and you do have a great spiritual team, like you said, your angels, and they're there always for you.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you.
Okay.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Whoops, I'm sorry. Oh, don't go yet.
Wait.
This is Lynn.
No,
I found
it.
Sorry. I was doing a little research while we were. Okay. So the swimming, I think the swimming and the water I just picked up for you is connected. I feel like there's a change happening, a fresh outlook, a new beginning, I think is represented by the swimming part. And the water here, I really get a strong sense that it's asking you to flow more. Just don't resist. Just look up when you get off the call, look up Bruce Lee's expression is be water, because I know I get what he means when I read it, and it really makes sense to me. And when I'm able to do that, I find things go a lot more smoothly. So the flowing, I feel like you're going into a new phase of your life, and the word generosity, there's something very generous about and I don't mean you're giving stuff away, stuff like that. I'm talking about the energy is very expanded, very generous. Where I feel like you're shifting is really good. It's like almost like moving to a bigger place or something like that, metaphorically speaking. So your energy space, yeah, I feel like it expands for you. The more you flow, the more you get these new beginnings, these fresh outlooks and fresh realizations too. Like you're starting to really catch on to the why of things. I would say take every opportunity you can right now to work on your spiritual abilities, your intuition, your psychic abilities. Even play around with a little what's that when you make things move, telekinesis, stuff like that. Just have fun. Have fun. But I think you are really right now, like you're pure potential as far as developing your abilities. So I'd go because I think it's going to be like extra tools in your toolbox for you.
Oh, that's, I'm so glad you came back on and said this. This is so interesting.
Yeah.
I've been working on things, not on that part, but on other things in my life. I will add that to the things that I'm working on.
Yeah, enjoy the ride. Just I keep hearing James Taylor in my head. Try not to try too hard. It's just a lovely ride. So I feel like you're one of those people that once you get enjoying life, you're really good at it. So keep doing that, and it spreads to the people around you too. Like you make the energy better just by entering a room. So I just keep doing what you're doing, and add to it. Yeah,
wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I got through to you folks and had this call with you.
Well, call back anytime. We love having you on. You have a lovely energy that you bring to the conversation. So that's great.
Mm-hmm. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome, Ellen.
Bye.
Have a lovely day. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to go on to 630. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Dion. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, very welcome. Lovely to have you on. Dion, okay, how can we help you today?
I just wanted to get a, I'm just checking in with the spiritual world. It's like a general message. And if you can't give me a general message, that's okay. I normally don't ask for general messages. But I just wanted to see how am I doing. Like, that's all. I live by myself, and I mean, just, I don't know. I don't really, just wanted to check in with somebody just to see how my energy is.
Absolutely. Yep. I drew a box, Jen, right as you were talking, and it feels like there's something, this box has been closed. it feels like you've put something away that you should be like a maybe a hobby or something. Were you ever a musical person? Or I can't put my finger on what it is, but you've put something away and sealed it up, and you're not, you should be using it. It's a talent, a gift, a hobby, a love, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I used to play the piano, and yeah, there were a lot of things that I used to do that I haven't done in a while. Feel isolated myself. I just took my dog and we were out for 3 hours. We went down by the lake and had tacos and stuff and just, you know, went outside of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a little bit of, what's that condition? Agoraphobia? You have a hard time going out?
Social anxiety disorder is what I have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Who could blame you? The world is quite nuts right now, you know. I don't blame you. But you did push past your comfort zone. Are you in a position to get yourself a little keyboard or something, just a little something? And even if you can't play loud, you can use headphones. It feels like you need to open that box and pull out the thing that used to give you. It's a joy. And I also think, too, that... there's something about music for you that helps keep your brain in really good shape. And it feeds you and it nurtures you a little. And I wouldn't leave it in the box. I take it out and use it every day. I think it's going to really, really help your energy. Even if you just play for the spirit team that is with you, you know, because you're never alone. You know, that music will, I just feel like it's a medicine for you, an energy and music. You know, you can never go wrong keeping your brain musically active. It's so good for you. So having said that, unpack that box, take out the things that give you joy and make sure you use them. It's like using the good china. There's no reason for it to sit on the shelf. It's every day is a celebration of that, you know. So, Jessica and Tony, I'm going to put it over to you guys.
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't catch her name in the beginning.
Dion.
Dion, okay. Oh, okay. Yes, the card that flew out for you, I'm sorry, I just wasn't sure I was hearing your name right. Yeah, this is a beautiful card. The one that flew out for you, it says, Family and Holy Spirit. And this card is about purity, peace, and family harmony. It says, the Holy Spirit is touching your soul, bringing about a deeper sense of peace and security. The challenges of the recent past are met, and thankfully, you've thrived. Due to the Holy Spirit's influence, your travels have only strengthened your capacity to love, leaving with you an even deeper appreciation for those you love. The Holy Spirit particularly shines on your family and home as it heeds your prayers and oversees all well-being at this time. There's no need to fret over your parents' health, or your children's safety, or your siblings' happiness, all is well. If you need to, please call upon the Holy Spirit to expand your capacity to move beyond personal love and include all of humanity in your prayer for peace. Call upon the Holy Spirit to brighten your aura and allow others to see you as a source of contentment. The Holy Spirit's message, peace be with you. Oh, I love that. That was really pretty.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because what I had been going through was, like, I had a problem with my siblings and my family.
Uh-huh.
And I finally got to a place, and it's been years, but I finally got to that place where, like, I could heal myself again. You know what I mean? By realizing that, like, you know, I'm not here to fix anybody. I'm here to work on myself. When I say mm-hmm. here, I mean the earth, you know. So I don't feel guilty about, you know, just going on my own path and just continuously healing, you know, at the same time, not wishing any harm or anything like that. You know, like I'm finally over, like, the whole revenge thing.
<You Right. know.
laughs> Sorry, but, you know, it takes a minute for you to be like, okay, you know, let the universe handle the details, you know. So, but I did finally get to that point. So that message was right on time. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Good. Cool.
So, hi, Dion. It's Tony. How are
hi.
You?
Hi. Good.
So what I got was, it actually says this too. It says, whoa, buckle up. And it says, buckle up and get ready for a new ride. So it says that, gosh, my glasses, I can't read that good today. I don't know why. It says, sometimes we resist change. But it says, don't resist the change. You're doing well. So I assume going out today with your dog was like hard for you to do, but it's saying to keep doing things like this. It says, in chaos, I move forward to the brightest light.
Mm-hmm.
So the unexpected change, the chaos, just work through it. Sometimes you feel that the rug is being pulled from beneath your feet but it's only because you're challenging yourself. So it says to just push those aside because you're getting new awareness and you're learning how to deal with what you're, you know, what you have been dealing with, but you're going to push through it and you're even surprising yourself on some of the things that you've been doing.
Very true. That was very, very helpful.
Good.
Thank you.
You're on the right course. Yeah. And like Jessica said, in this card, your family or your friends or angels, your spiritual team is going to be there to support you to make yourself better, you know, to work through this and get better and better for your future.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate all the messages. And I'll call you guys back or call you ladies back and let you know after me doing this for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, you know, how it's all the good changes that have occurred because of that advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made such a positive move by letting go of the urge, like that, as you're saying, the revenge, you know, wanting to be the hand of karma. It's a natural feeling, but boy, letting go of that really opens up the universe and the path for you. So you're doing great. Yeah.
Thank you. It took a minute because, like, when an injustice happens, like, you know when something's wrong. Like, it eats away at you, and it eats away at you. And, you know, like, all I could think is, but that was so wrong. But that was so wrong. But then I finally got to a place where I stopped beating myself up over it. And I was like, listen, Dion, you're not that special. Bad things happen to good people all the time. So, you know, you just have to chalk it up to that's life and let it go. And allow the universe to replace the things that were taken or whatever the situation was, you know. And it took me so long to wrap my head around that. But then I guess I just got tired of trying to figure out any other way to make peace with the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of waiting for the situation to be corrected and the injustice to be turned around, I finally just said, you know what? Nothing ever turns out the way that you expect it to. And the universe is so filled with so many surprises that it'll be just so fun and interesting just to see, you know, by allowing in new experiences, you know, what road I can take next and forget worrying about the past. Keep moving forward and invite in good things. But I'm sorry, I don't mean to take up all of your time. I know you have
No, you're not.
No,
this is wonderful.
To explain, like, how I finally became, I gave myself closure. guess.
Yeah. Good. Oh, brilliant. This helps so many people, not just, you know, not just the three of us listening, but the listeners, like, are going, yeah, yeah, because it's true. You surrender, like that word surrender, right? It sounds so, like, giving up-ish, but it really does. It just means you acknowledge that, you know, you don't have control over everything, and to trust in, the, you know, whatever higher power you want to believe in, that energy is there for your good, you know? We manifest what we put out into the world, you know? What's that expression, what you resist persists, right? So you're doing a marvelous, yeah, you're doing such a good job of manifesting it. Kudos. That's wonderful.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, why was I in my mind, why am I sitting here? And this was years for me to figure this one out. Why am I sitting here waiting for someone to give me closure when the people who did the injustice are not going to do that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, about it. You know, it was like, why would I go back expecting somebody in an abusive relationship to be anything but abusive? Like,
there you go.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like trying to nail Jell-O to a tree. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's awesome. I don't know. Thanks a lot for noticing my progress. In a way, you know, it's like hard because you don't want to leave your siblings like behind and stuff like that. But again, you know, I'm not here to fix anybody. I'm here to work on myself. You know, years and years I tried to fix the family and all their problems and everything else. And I'm just like, but I was the one left broken.
Wow.
So, look at that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's brilliant, Deanna. I'm so glad you shared all that. It's so true.
Yeah.
And it's so simple when you finally get to that place. It's like, hey, it's almost like in The Wizard of Oz, she says, why didn't you tell her? She had to figure it out for herself, right? And the answers were in your own backyard. But I can hear the changes in you from the last time we all spoke. And it's a huge, it's like the light's just flooding through you. It's beautiful. Way to go. Oh, and the other thing I was going to, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to jot down, do you talk to your dog, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say you can explore your abilities as an animal communicator. I would, like, look online for example. There's that example of that panther, the Black Panther. And his name was Diablo. He was in a really horrible situation. And an animal, Diablo the Panther, I think it is. Look on YouTube. But I feel like you have the potential to be a really good animal communicator. So have a look into that and, you know, study up on it and whatnot. Sure. Somebody was going to say something.
Last week I called and I was asked about the medication with the doctor. You were all
what happened?
He did not give me.
Yeah.
He only gave me the antidepressant. He would not give me any other medication.
Right.
And I was just laughing because, you know, all three of you said no.
I've been thinking about
it.
You
was
all
just
week.
So funny.
I'm so glad you called. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he said no, but he would give me the antidepressant, I just was laughing on the inside, you know? Because I was like, all three of them said no.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. It is, we are just channeling the messages to you. Like, it's not stuff we're making up. It's what's coming through for you. So I love that. I love that. And your laughter sounds like love, an audio version of love.
It sounds so
Thank
much
you
better.
For, mm-hmm.
Yes,
it's
I was just going to say the same thing. It just sounds like it's
what?
Just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Your laughter.
So nice. So nice. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, and talk to the animals
because
you're good at that. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, well. Okay. Thanks, Dion. Don't
Thank
be a stranger.
So
yeah, stay in touch
okay.
with us. And
Yes.
Yeah, you just keep on knocking them out of the park. That's fabulous.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, love and light to you, darling. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. I can feel that energy just... Thank you so much for getting a recharge.
Yeah, wow. That was like a beautiful boost for all of us. It was just...
Yeah, definitely.
Woo-hoo. So now we have 856 on the line. How are you? And could we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Rose Maria. How are you?
Hi, Rose Maria. Did you happen to hear our previous caller? What a lovely energy. Hope you caught some of that good vibe. So what can we do for you today, Rose Maria?
I've been working on some stuff and can't get anywhere. So whatever you can get, or either I'm moving or... because I don't know which way to go or where to stay, or am I going to a different country, or if they're bringing me home, if that makes sense, because there's no communication.
This is
blocking me in each and every way.
Yeah, this is that partner that you can't seem to get a straight, not answer so much, but they can't decide whether to be with you or not be with you. Is that the one?
Not only that, and I need to get some stuff done, if that makes sense. He's blocking me in each and every way.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah. Rose Maria, I have to ask you, is there something to do with shoes going on with you or them or something? Something about shoes?
With what?
Shoes. I just wrote down shoes, and I don't know what that means.
I have shoes that I haven't worn yet.
Oh, okay. Is that... I wonder if it's a metaphor. You know, because I
think I got more shoes than he does.
Yeah. No, there's something about shoes. I'm like, oh, I wonder... Yeah, does he... Okay, you know what? It's coming. It's sort of gelling into that expression. If you're going to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes, take off your own first. This person that you're having so much trouble, they're blocking. It feels like very obstinate. But the thing is, you might try to understand who were we talking about? Oh, I guess at the beginning of the show, about people who harm others or, you know, don't enhance the life of the other people around them, say. Why do they do it, sort of thing? And I think it was Jessica, you said that's who they are, and that's all they can be at the time. And it feels like stand, not to sort of judge or anything, but try to understand this person that you're dealing with, that's all they can give right now. They're limited as to what they can offer you. And you're very smart. You're also patient. You know, I mean, it's that feeling of if I can just hang in, things will resolve. But it feels like, you know, you deserve better. It really does. And I think you've forgotten what it's like to have an exchange between another person. I don't necessarily mean a romantic relationship, although it applies to that too. But when two people feed each other's fires rather than draining each other of energy, it's huge. And I think you deserve and owe it to yourself to be with someone who feeds your fire rather than puts it out. So Jessica and Tony, I'm gonna see where you guys are going with this.
All right. Hi, Rose Maria. This is Jessica. And the card that flipped out of my deck as I was speaking to Spirit was Kindness Counts. And I think this card is more directed for, like, self-kindness rather than, you know, kindness to others. I'm sure it is indicating that too. But I think that for some reason I feel like this is more directed towards self-kindness as well. It says, it's experiencing life on earth can become overwhelming. Often, there are not enough hours in the day to accomplish everything you'd like. The one thing that doesn't take up any extra time and that you can do every moment of every day
is to be kind. The manifestation of loving light given from one soul to another in this physical dimension is known as kindness. It is an acknowledgement and a recognition of another person who deserves the same love you have given yourself. When you share the energy with another, it may be the most important element that their soul needs at a particular time in their journey. They may be in a place of insecurity, and this gift that you bestow may center them enough to make the correct choice for themselves. When you are kind to someone, or someone is kind to you, it is felt in the heart chakra as a physical manifestation. When people say, "It warms my heart," when that is often said, or it's an act of kindness. Their story of kindness resonates with you. That is the energy of your soul. And anything that brings forth that energy should be nurtured. Make a concerted daily effort to be aware of that energy that you are sending out and the kindness that you show yourself. Because kindness is contagious. And that's what I have for you today.
Cool. No, I do have kindness from him and vice versa. And this, about the shoes, I just remembered he likes me in heels when I'm around. So it's like, because I'm a little bit shorter than he is. So
I think that's what the shoes are about. Who knew? All right.
So, but I need somebody near me just in case if I walk in town with the shoes on, the high heels.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a different,
is this
different
whole situation
place.
Keeping you from moving ahead? This whole.
I'm sorry.
So this situation that you're in right now, is it keeping you from moving ahead on something that you wanted to do, but everything's on hold?
He's putting it on hold. Yeah, I need to move forward with it. So he's blocking me like in each and every way. Now I'm coming full force. I'm legal and something behind it too. So I'm going full force on everywhere around. And he has no other choice. He may go both ways.
It says challenging, grounding, and protecting yourself, movement and growth. So it's saying that you need to move ahead. It says haters, they will emerge only after you've made it to your perch, whipping their wands about and asking you to defend your accomplishments.
Right. There's a lot of jealousy around it. They don't want me to have anything about it. So see, no more downfall. I'm going full force with it. So I'm moving forth with it. So
wow.
They don't know what to hit them.
Good, because it says you're deserving of the success and will bravely shine light into the world. So it just, you need to go through that portal. You need to quit waiting. And it's like the whole world has stopped, and they're just waiting for you to plow through. And I think that has to do with what Jessica and Lynn said. You have to, use your kindness. You're a kind person, and you deserve a lot more. So...
I know, they lost my kindness, so there's no more
storm ahead.
Backing down.
Yeah.
A good storm. Storm ahead. There's a storm ahead, but you're going to make it all the way through. Just keep the ship is going to make it through the storm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm kind of nothing in my pocket to do anything to go, so I don't know if that's going to happen this week that I'm supposed to get. So that's a different situation for the States, if that's going to happen.
Yeah. Wow, watch out.
Or his.
Yeah, watch out.
Or
that's
he's giving
good.
It to me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think you're a force of nature, Rosemaria, and just keep on, keep on staying strong and flexible at the same time. And just remember that you're your best, defender. You can defend yourself pretty well. So, yeah. But you know what? It's nice that you wonder about, I mean, it's nice that you're patient and you've given chance after chance after chance. So, it's,
you know. No, I lost my patience. He knows that. So.
Yep. Yeah. Well, everyone has their breaking point and their boundaries, and you found yours, and just, you know, stand your ground and speak your truth. That's, I think, what's trying to come out here. Speak your truth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Rosemary. I'm glad you keep calling in and letting us know how it goes, because it's almost like watching your progress and watching you grow spiritually and standing up for yourself and saying, you know, I've had enough, recognizing that. And it's always good, because you're further towards your own authentic life that way.
Yeah. So hopefully he'll break through what I asked him today to do for me tomorrow when he's in town. Because I know he goes there on Mondays to do one of our businesses to handle that way.
If he's not smart enough to know what he's got, you probably should find someone who knows your worth and, you know, recognizes that.
It's not about the relationship. It's about something else that he has to fix and take care of for me. It's not about the relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't care about him right now. So he knows it. So it's something else I'm dealing with. He's the only one who can do it for me, because he has my authority to go in there and do it for me.
Right. Well, we can't change anyone else. We can change ourselves, but that does tend to be the thing that catalyzes change around us. So I think you're on the right path. And, you know, try to just enjoy the journey as much as you can.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, I'm going to stop us here because we were talking earlier about how you can support Ukraine. Tony has got a couple of links to pass on about places you can. Oh, and if you could just take it, Tony, and explain about donating money rather than stuff. Yeah.
Sure. So I don't know if anybody watches CNN or if they know a couple of weeks ago when the war, I guess it's been a month now, but when the war started, Sean Penn was over there doing a documentary when it broke out, the war broke out. Well, and then he ditched his car, his rental car on the side of the road, and walked out with a bunch of Ukrainians to Poland. So anyway, Sean has had he has a charity that has been established since 2014. He and Ann Lee were the first ones to go into Haiti when the first earthquake hit and it was devastated. Most recently, I worked for him. And most recently, we did all the testing and all the vaccines in California, Georgia, Washington, D.C., New York area. We went to places where people couldn't go if they wanted to get tested for corona or get vaccinations, which we're still doing in schools. Anyway, now we have boots on the ground in Ukraine, and right now we're in Romania and Poland. And what we have found out is that sending actual food or clothing is hard to get in, but by sending money, and I'll give you the place to do it. You can donate, and it is an established 501(c). You can Google us. It's CORE, C-O-R-E, response, response.org, and it talks all about what we do, all about Ukraine. Getting the money in there, we're able to buy them clothing, and we are renting places for them to live. We've got financial people over there trying to help them get established and get a job, because we have tons of single moms and older people going over with nothing, and their husbands are all still fighting in Ukraine. So we could really use the help, and all that money does not stay here. We have other monies that we use for the United States. All of that money that's coming in now is going straight to Ukraine and Romania and Poland. So that's
fabulous.
If you have any questions, I will put it on our website, I mean our Facebook page. And also, if you have any questions, just reach out, and I'd be more than happy to answer them at any time. But we really appreciate your help.
Yeah, and you can reach, you can connect with Toni either on her page or on the Enter the Light page on Facebook. And I was going to say, too, if you are donating to another unit, make sure that you check the validity of that. You can check them on, I think, Snopes will check it for you. Norton Safe Web, if you're concerned at all, run the address through Norton Safe Web. It's free. Just type in the address and it'll come up, you know, whether it's a safe one or not. But, and again, pay attention to your intuition if it doesn't feel right for, you know, check it out further, you know, because there are some unscrupulous folks out there taking advantage of other people's, you know, terrible misfortune. So, wow, it's a weird world, but it's still, as the Desiderata says, for all its sham and drudgery, it is still a beautiful world, and we're very lucky to be able to experience it. And for those of you who are going through the Job experience and you think, you know, why is this happening to me, just remember that this too will pass, right? And the universe, the great spirit, whatever name you want to give it, does want your highest good. You're here to learn and to grow and to receive love. It's there. Anybody want any parting thoughts or last thoughts or ponderings they want to share? Anything like that?
I'm just grateful for today.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to put Louie on because that song always makes me bring back the gratitude and the wonder of just being allowed to journey through this space and time, as Ricky Gervais said. Where, why go to space? We're already in space. So take it away. Here goes Louie.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.